I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Welcome to Stupidity, home of the greatest media mind ever to walk the planet.
Okay, so here's the deal. He's a true icon in every sense of the word.
He's loved and feared more than any being to grace this planet.
There's two guys, a man with a voice that sounds like Barry White and Beyonce had a Jewish baby.
God himself would pay $39.99 for a cameo. Fact of the matter is, you are about to embark on a transcendent experience that can only be described as psychological nudity.
This is Stugatz, and this is Stupidity.
Here we go, Jim.
Tony!
Welcome in to another episode of Stupidity, the biggest podcast in the world, thanks to you. Please subscribe, rate and review, unsubscribe, resubscribe, re-rate, re-review. By doing that, you have made us the biggest podcast in the world, bigger than Oprah. Keep doing it. Do more of it. We need you. We have had a run with golfers here. We had the U.S. Open champion on. We had Max Homa on all the time, although Homa is not responding to me right now, guys. I don't think Homa is a big fan anymore. And we're about to have Keegan Bradley on, who won at the Travelers over the weekend. He's a major winner. He won the 2011 PGA Tour. I am looking forward to this, but I don't want to sell our fandom anymore. I think we found our guy, right? Like, we're good?
I was just going to ask you that. So are you going to be trying to pitch yourself today as well, or are you set?
I think I'm set with Wyndham Clark. Like, he won the U.S. Open. I think we should all be, we should be happy with that. He wants a fan club, and he has asked us to be that fan club.
Well, he did not. We offered that, and he was like, okay, if you want, I guess.
We pushed. We forced him.
Yeah, exactly right. So, have you actually reached out to Max? Is Max not getting back to you for real, or are you just saying that?
I just say it.
Okay, cool. All right. That was a little worried.
He loves us.
Worried. Are we a golf podcast now? What's happening here?
I have no idea.
God bless it.
Dare I make a reference third episode in a row to Drew Millard?
Do it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where is old Drew? Yeah, we got to get Drew on again. I miss him.
God bless golf.
Send him the link to this Zoom right now and see how long it takes him to join it.
Well, the problem
I think it'll be seconds.
He may join it right away, but then how do we get him off, you know?
Right, exactly. Once you get him on, you can't get Millard off. That's the problem.
That's the rules.
Yep. All right, let's get to, I'm telling you, Keegan Bradley is fun. He has some great stories. He's got some big-time celebrity friends, and he won this past weekend at the Travelers Championships up in Mikey, your neck of the woods. You ever go to that thing in Connecticut?
Oh, yeah, up over in Cromwell, sure.
I believe it.
Let's get to Keegan Bradley, who Mikey A hates because he's from Boston.
He's from Vermont.
Stugatz here for my friends over at Miller Lite. A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. For me, it is simple. What I want out of my light beer is ice cold and great taste, and that's exactly what I get from the original light beer, Miller Lite. Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. A light beer that tastes like beer. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/stew, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. He won the Travelers, and he's in the field at the Rocket Mortgage Classic this week. He is Keegan Bradley. We love the golfers around here. Just had Wyndham Clark on last week. We have Max Homa on all the time. Keegan, very emotional after your win at the Travelers there. I know it's not your hometown, but you're from that area. What did that win mean for you?
Yeah, I mean, anybody from New England, if you're from New England, you basically think you're from the same area. So, you know, I grew up going to that tournament, and it was a really tough place for me to play for years just because I wanted to play so well, and I put too much pressure on myself. And to be able to walk down 18 with the 3-shot lead and really enjoy it, that was what made that just so unbelievable.
So you win 3 tournaments when you're like 25, including the PGA. Then you don't win until 2018. And then you go in another drought. And now you've won 2 times in the last 7 or 8 months. Like, is golf a bit like, it's a mind fuck, right? Because it is to us. And I'm certain it is even to guys at your level, correct?
Yeah, it's brutal, man. I like some days you just can't figure out why you don't have it. It's just like, right. It's not there. For whatever reason, it's not there. At the U.S. Open, week prior, it might be the worst I've played all year, and it was so bad that I just threw it out, like it was just an outlier week. And I flew my coach in. It was the emergency, you know, call, like, you gotta get in here, this was pretty ugly,
right?
And he came in, and I don't normally go to the course on Mondays, and we went to the course Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and just had the best week of work. It just, something just clicked in. And you know, I've never in my career had a week like that where the ball striking was at an all-time high and the putting was at an all-time high.
You're saying that's the best golf you've ever played?
Without question, yeah.
Really? Better than the PGA, huh?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't miss a shot. I wasn't hitting bad shots for days. Like, it was really, like, it was there. And then if I did have a moment where I had to make a 6-7 footer for par, I made every one of them. And you know, you don't have many weeks like that, and that was certainly my best week ever.
Where did your love for sports memorabilia start? Like, how did that happen?
Well, I'm just a sports junkie, you know, right? Boston sports for me. I grew up, you know, when you grow up in this area, and sometimes there's nothing else to do other than watch, you know, the Red Sox, the Bruins, the Patriots, the Celtics. And I just became obsessed with everything Boston sports.
Right.
Rank them for me, Boston.
Well, I wanted his Mount Rushmore of Boston sports. That's what I wanted. That's where I was going, Mikey A. Because he does. And by the way, you're from Woodstock, Vermont. My father went to Burlington. My brother also lived in Burlington. So I understand what you're saying. A, everyone thinks they're from Boston. And B, you have to find teams to root for, and most gravitate towards the Boston team. What would be your Boston sports Mount Rushmore?
So for me, growing up, it was the Celtics were number one. I watched every game. But now that when I live in Florida and it's tougher for me to follow every game, the Patriots are head and shoulders my favorite. I don't miss a game. I follow them all off season. My second would probably be the Celtics. Third would be the Bruins, and fourth would be the Red Sox. I hate even putting the teams in ranking order, but it's so hard for me to really follow the Red Sox living in Florida with them playing every day.
Okay. So if I ask you your Boston Mount Rushmore, just 4 athletes that represent Boston the best, who would you go with?
So the easy answer is to put Brady up there. But for me, I think Teddy Bruschi would be on there. Paul Pierce.
Right.
Patrice Bergeron.
Right.
And I loved Trot Nixon as a kid growing up. But, so they're not the best ever, but Bird. That's my, like.
No, I love that. He left Bird off. He left Russell off. Yeah. He left Kuzi, Hondo. He left everyone off. Bobby Orr.
They're too easy. They're legends. I had a drunken night with Teddy Bruschi one night, and I grew up just loving this guy. And it was like late at night, and I was like, dude, you don't know what you mean to Boston. You're the heart and soul of this city. Like, I poured my heart out to him. So, those are the guys I grew up idolizing.
You must really hate New York sports, because, I mean, the only reason to love Trot Nixon is because he killed the Yankees. I think there was one year he had 19 home runs and 7 of them were against the Yankees.
Yeah.
So, you just must really hate some New York sports teams.
I just loved his hat was all dirty. It was just like, he was just a perfect.
His name was Trot.
Yeah,
what a great name to yell at a boss. Trot. Trot Nixon.
I have a, I have a weird relationship with New York sports because I went to St. John's in Queens. So
right.
I actually, other than New England, sometimes I go to New York to play and I get, that's where the fans are the most behind me. At Bethpage Black at Long Island is as much as I've ever felt fans behind me, honestly. So I have a weird relationship with that. I mean, I hate all their professional teams, but I love New York as well.
I want to hear more about the night with Brewski. What happened? Tell us. I mean, go ahead.
We were on vacation in the Bahamas, and Brewski and Vrabel were there. And honestly, I wish I put Vrabel on that Mount Rushmore because these are guys when I was a kid watching. So like I even more idolized them. And Mike Vrabel caught. He's a obviously a defensive player, but he caught two touchdown passes from Brady as a defensive player. He would come in on goal line stuff and caught two Super Bowl passes. Unbelievable stat. And these are guys that I idolized, and it's so amazing to get to hang with them and hear stories. Belichick told us this, and we got out there, and I just love these guys. And Vrabel now, I just love that he's a great coach for the Titans. It's just amazing.
Mikey, yeah, I love that he went with a non-traditional Mount Rushmore. That is fantastic. And he gets hammered with Brewski. It's great.
Honestly, I think that is the most Boston sports Mount Rushmore I've ever heard.
It's so good.
The names that we're talking about is what everybody outside of the area would put on. Yeah, he's like, no, it's Teddy Brewski, not Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Keegan Bradley is with us, fresh off his win at the Travelers. He's in the field this week. Rocket Mortgage Classic is coming up this weekend. In a weird, weird hypothetical scenario, if you had to grab one piece of sports memorabilia and one piece only, you could only grab one. Which one are you grabbing? Which one are you proudest of?
That I have?
Yeah, that you have.
So my favorite thing that I have is actually it's technically Boston sports, but Mickey Ward sent me, he's from Lowell, Mass. It's kind of where my dad's side of the family's from. And I'm obsessed with Mickey Ward. I love The Fighter, the movie. And he sent me some boxing gloves that he signed, and he wrote a nice note on them. And I love that because I love his story. I relate to his story, and I just love Mickey Ward.
All right. I'm going to play a quick game with you. All right. Then we'll get you out of here. Three-pointer for your life. That's what we call it. All right. A three-pointer for your life. You have to decide between one of two guys. Okay. And if the guy hits the three, you live. And if he doesn't, I'm sorry. You know what happens there, Keegan. Okay. Bird or Reddick? Three-pointer for your life. Oh, JJ Reddick.
Bird.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay. Good. You're living. You're living. All right. Hold on.
What kind of question is that?
A ridiculous one, but it gets.
Well, that's say Reddick.
Yeah.
No, it gets harder, though. Bird or Steph Curry?
Bird.
Okay, good. You're alive. You live it.
Yeah, all right. Yeah.
Bird or MJ?
MJ. I'm going to go MJ. Yeah.
But Bird was a better three-point shooter.
Yeah, but MJ doesn't miss those type of shots ever. Neither does Bird, but MJ definitely wins.
All right. How about putt for your life, Tiger or Jack?
Tiger.
You're living, Keegan. You're good at the game. you are excellent at this game. The Brady MJ basketball game that I've heard you talk about, that I think you played it. If you wouldn't mind, can you take us there? Because I am fascinated by the fact that you played a game of pickup with Jordan and Brady. By the way, Brady or Bird, three-pointer for your life.
Well, that one might be close. I don't think Brady's ever missed not made a play when it had to count. But I definitely do Bird.
Okay. So how'd you get involved in that game? How did that whole thing come about?
We were on vacation. I was out there with MJ, and Brady just happened to be there. I always say the quote unquote goats of sports, they have like a brotherhood. So if they see like if Gretzky or Brady or MJ, like they are like sort of friends just because of who they are. And we played golf that week, and then that day they played basketball, and MJ and Brady always have to be partners. So we were playing 21, and then MJ, we started playing, and Brady and MJ played, and then Brady, we're like this sort of the same height, and Brady matched up against me, and he was going so hard. Like, I don't want to get hurt. Like, I'm, you know, this is my life too. And I'm thinking to myself, if this dude blows a knee out while I'm in the video, like going up for a rebound, I'm never going to be able to go home. Right. I'm never going to be able to go anywhere. But, you know, it's a very surreal thing. I always say to grow up and just meet your idols, but to be able to be friends with them and talk to them, it's really surreal. And Brady, to me, like MJ's, like he's everybody's idol. But for me, Brady, growing up, like watching him in my basement, just like watching him do magical stuff, he's a great guy and a fun guy to know.
All right, serious question on the way out, and we'll get you out of here. Again, Keegan Bradley won the Travelers last week. He's in the field of the Rocket Mortgage Classic this week. Has a good chance to make the Ryder Cup team, which I'm excited about. I think you probably are as well. But I am wondering your relationship with Phil, because he has been a mentor to you. You were quoted as saying he was the reason you won the PGA in 2011. I'm wondering if that relationship has been fractured at all because of what's gone on with Liv here.
I don't see Phil that much, honestly, anymore. Okay. I played with him at the U.S. Opens, first time I've seen him in, you know, we're us tour players and Liv players at the moment. We live very separate lives. We don't see each other at all. I haven't seen him much, or we used to see each other every week out here. I wish the Liv guys nothing but the best. One of my best friends in the world, Brendan Steele, plays on his team. So I hope the best for them. And I'm not sure how this is all going to work out, but I hope it works out the right way.
All right, last question. Putt for your life. Putt for your life. Keegan Bradley, Tiger Woods.
I'm pick me. Why not?
Because I'd pick Tiger.
I don't blame you. I don't blame you at all.
All right, buddy. Congratulations. I really enjoyed this, and I'm a big fan. So congratulations last week on your win at the Travelers. No, it was an emotional win for you. And keep it going, man. Two wins last 7 or 8 months. You got the Rocket Mortgage this week. So good luck to you, buddy.
Thank you, guys.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop to opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text LOSE to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text LOSE to 200-300. That's LOSE to 200-300. LOSE to 200-300.
All right, I enjoyed that with Keegan Bradley. He has made me rethink Mount Rushmores forever. I mean, that was the strangest Mount Rushmore Boston athletes I've ever heard, but I'm not certain he's wrong.
So I literally texted his Mount Rushmore to a friend of mine who's a big Boston fan.
Yeah.
And his response was, is this guy kidding me?
Right. Well, I mean, but everyone does the traditional Bird, Bobby Orr, Bill Russell, Tom Brady. He went a little different there, and I like it. Like Trot Nixon, the reason was he's like a blue-collar worker. He's synonymous with that city. Made some big plays in the postseason. I don't understand Bergeron. I got to be honest with you. But I like Paul Pierce in there. Like anyone could throw out the four biggest athletes in Boston sports history. He did not, Billy. And as someone who thinks a little bit differently, Billy, you must appreciate that, no?
Yeah, you know. Sure, why not? Trot Nixon, one of the greatest Boston athletes ever.
You think Nixon is on the Mount Rushmore of his high school?
Nixon might not be on the Mount Rushmore of Nixons.
Who would be? Otis Nixon?
Richard.
Richard.
Is he on the Mount Rushmore of Trots?
Look how about trots. People with verbs for a name?
Yeah. Who would be on the Mount Rushmore of Nixons? I mean, Otis, right? Otis.
Sure, we'll give you Otis because you...
Richard, because it's the only Nixon Richard. I know.
Yeah.
Richard Nixon.
President.
Yeah, he's president. President. He might not be on the Mount Rushmore. Nixon. You guys are all looking up Nixon.
I'm not looking up famous people named Nixon because now I got to try to make a case for anyone but him.
I'm looking up Trotz.
Okay. I mean, I would think that's going to be a short list.
Barry Trotz.
I don't think that one counts.
Is Trot his real name?
No.
You sure?
Yes.
Huh. It's Chase. No, it's not. This kid's name. It's Christopher. Christopher Trotman Nixon.
There's a Mojo Nixon.
Mojo's on the list. Mojo. Is there a K-Funk Nixon?
We need one more so Billy can be right.
Yeah.
Famous Nixons.
I like how you just said, is Trot his real name? No, it's Chase. No, it isn't. That's his kid.
Christopher Trotman. That's his real name.
Yeah.
All right.
Trot.
Richard Nixon.
Anyway, Mikey,
really not a lot of Nixons out there, Billy.
You had a game you wanted to play? There's a Nixon beach down here. Like a Nixon like sandbar, I think, down here in Miami, if we really want to get crazy. That's where like the
Norm Nixon. Go. There you go. There's your fourth. You're good.
Okay, good.
Congratulations.
I feel like Mikey wanted to play a game.
He did.
It's not more of a game. It's something he said, and it's like a splinter in the back of my brain. He talked about how goats have their own club. Like whenever Michael Jordan is in the same area as Tiger Woods, they like get together and they do something and stuff like that. And I'm just wondering who thinks they're on that text chain and is it like who's the person that thinks they're in that goat club and like they're just not
like the Brady MJ goat club.
Yeah. I'm trying like, Is Eli Manning like just waiting for somebody to talk to him on that text chain and like nobody's they're like you're not quite there, Eli. Like who thinks they're in that club?
Huh.
Is Peyton on it? Is Peyton in that club?
I think Peyton's in that club. I think Peyton has earned that.
Okay. Tiger's in that club.
Tiger's in that club. Is Phil?
No, but Phil definitely thinks he should be in that club. So.
Yeah, that's a...
You may have found the answer. I have a question for you. Let's say that Tiger and Michael Jordan are in the same city at the same time, known. Like, and it's like a small city. Like, let's say they're both in the Bahamas, right? In the same like city, Paradise Island, whatever, right? In the Bahamas. They both know that they're there. It's a known thing. They're both in town. Who calls who to hang out? Do you think Michael Jordan calls Tiger or Tiger calls Michael? Because I feel like Michael may call Tiger.
I got a caveat to it. It's like, what are they doing? Like, Michael calls Tiger to golf, but Tiger calls Michael to do like
anything else.
To pick up basketball.
Anything
like,
else.
Like, right. Go out to dinner.
Well, Billy, in this particular case, like you had a pickup basketball game break out with Michael Jordan and Keegan Bradley and Tom Brady
and
just
Tom Brady.
Came out of nowhere. He wasn't even invited.
Yeah.
He just sensed that Jordan was doing something competitive and he wanted a piece of it.
So do you think that Brady calls Jordan in this goat club?
I don't think Jordan calls anyone.
No one.
Nobody. I think they call Jordan, even Tiger, even Brady. I think they call Jordan. I don't think Jordan. Well, Brady doesn't call him; he just shows up. But I don't think Jordan calls anyone. So if it's Jordan in that scenario, I think the other person is reaching out. Oh, Michael's here. I got to reach out to him because Michael doesn't care if you're there. You know.
But does Michael care if you're there and he knows you're there and you don't call?
Yes.
Really,
Michael views that as a slight.
I think right. So too. I think Michael's like, you are aware you're within 15 miles of me and you didn't call me. Why is that? I'm Michael Jordan.
Is that
don't get me wrong. I was going to send you to voicemail.
Exactly. I don't want to see you. I don't want to hang out with you. I don't want to do anything with you.
But you should have called.
But you should call me because I'm Michael Jordan.
I would totally act like that if I were him.
I mean, you're not him.
That's why you'll never be him.
But it's not like I feel like if there's people that are like within that same space with you, that you'd be like, why didn't you call me? Like, we're not going to do anything. But why didn't you call? Let's just talk.
So,
you know?
So if I'm away with my family and independently, I don't know, Craig Carton's away with his family.
Wow. You're in the Carton class. I don't know.
You don't have me in the Carton's in my class.
I don't know.
Jesus.
Levitards and cartons.
I just whoa.
Levitard.
Wow. You're like in Gio's class, if we're gonna be honest.
Gio, what, the morning show?
Yeah, is that bad?
No, that's good. I don't mind being in that class. Guy's got like a 10 share in New York City. I'm fine with that.
But I feel like there's some host in Denver that's like, yeah, I'm in Stu Gatz's class, and then he's Stink. Just waiting.
Yeah. No, it's your friend from North Dakota.
I'm in that class.
Yeah, JD.
I think it's Boise, isn't it? Where's he from?
Oh Lord.
He actually
moved. I can't believe you're putting Levitard in Carton's class. What an insult to Levitard, man.
It was really meant to see if you would get bothered by the
yes,
fact that you weren't
really
in Carton's class. Yeah, that's what it was. And it did bother you right away.
I'm outraged.
Mike Greenberg's on that text chain.
Wow.
The Levitard and Carton one?
Yes.
Who do you think Greeny calls when he goes somewhere?
Not me.
Not Golic.
Didn't you meet Greeny one time, like at a hotel or something down here?
I played golf with Greeny down here.
Oh, there you go.
Who called who? Who asked who?
He said he was coming down here. Would you like to play golf? I said sure. And so we met at some public course in South Beach. And you know, I fudged my handicap and I beat him.
Wow.
I really did. Wait, so it's Greeny. This is the MJ class of sports broadcasters. Stephen A. Greeny, Carton.
No, Carton's not in that class.
Okay.
Mad good. Dog?
Oh, he's in that class. Yeah.
Mad Dog?
Yeah, he's in that class. He's Francesa? Definitely in that class.
Golic?
Listen, whether Francesa feels like he's in, he's the guy. Okay, that's your answer, Francesa. Who's really not there but thinks he should be because he's the Pope. I mean, that's it.
I miss him.
You do?
Yeah, I mean, I know he's not dead or anything, but I just miss I miss seeing
his career.
I just miss seeing the clips of him and stuff like that, hearing like daily things, like, because once he started doing the podcast, it kind of changed, right? Because then the callers were gone once he's doing a podcast. Once it's not live, you can't get the same reactions out of him.
Right.
Which I'm surprised that someone didn't explain that. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, we could do this, but we're going to lose this aspect of it.
Dude, I can't think of Mike Francesa. The context in which I think of him is always going through somebody's schedule when the schedule comes out and going, that's a win. That's a loss. You know what I mean? Ooh. Like with that that arbitrary day, the schedule comes out and you go through and you give everybody wins and losses for games that are going to happen in 6 months.
I love
it. Yeah, it was a national holiday for me.
Yeah.
Schedule release day.
Should we do
we
that on God Bless Football?
We do at the Cowboys. That's a win.
Yeah, we should do it with Mike.
What team? Mike Francesa will never come on. Oh, Mike Golic? Yeah, I was going to say Mike Francesa will never come on with us.
Well, no, Golic will come on whenever we want, but he just won't play that game with us. Francesa, I think we can get Francesa on. Why don't you think we can get Francesa on?
Because you're not on that text chain.
Yeah, but I have his number. I mean,
text him right now and ask him if he'll do wins and losses with us this week on God Bless Football with Nitro, the American Gladiator. Make sure to add that detail.
You think that's the selling point?
I'm not selling Francesa in by using Nitro.
I wouldn't ask him to carry an episode.
I was actually going to use Nitro as a selling point for Gojo to join us. Because I
that's
feel like
perfect.
That works with
that.
Him. that works with him.
Gojo would be all over that. No, guys, listen, I'm on a flight at that time. Oh,
Nitro.
Really? Nitro. All right, I'm going to move my flight. I'll be there. Send me to Zoom.
I mean, you don't need any other selling point for Francesa other than win-loss. I
mean, Tommy could
I'm going to try to get Francesa next week to do win-loss, okay? Seriously.
Please do.
I'm going to.
Tell me he can give us stock advice or whatever he wants also.
I'm going to short everything. It's too hot.
Stu Gatz here for my friends over at Miller Lite. A lot's changed over the years. One thing that hasn't, the great taste of Miller Lite. Another thing that hasn't changed is that it's less filling. So, what is the best thing about the original light beer? Miller Lite sparked this debate in 1975, and we still haven't settled it. For me, it is simple. What I want out of my light beer is ice cold and great taste, and that's exactly what I get from the original light beer, Miller Lite. Miller Lite keeps it simple, undebatable quality, great taste, only 96 calories. It's the beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most, a light beer that tastes like beer. You don't have to choose what's best. Miller Lite has great taste and is less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/stew, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 96 calories per 12 ounces, fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer.